Rising up alongside the confluence is Khartoum, the capital of Sudan. I'd arrived in the city on a Friday. Islamic mystics known as Sufis were gathering on the edge of the city to perform a weekly sunset ritual. It harks back to the earliest days of Islam on the Nile. These are the whirling dervishes of Sudan. Journalist Ismail Kushkush was at hand to help me understand this magical, yet fairly chaotic spectacle.
And what are they doing? This is called zikr, for remembrance. It's a way to purify the heart by reciting certain chants, certain poetry.
Purifying the heart, does that mean effectively cleansing the body of evil?
Absolutely, yes. Through remembering God, through these recitations, that the heart is purified from any evil, that it becomes closer and in oneness with the Lord.
As the Sufis spin to the rhythmic chants of the crowd, they enter a kind of trance. Their meditative state is intensified by the overwhelming fragrance of frankincense.
That's beautiful, beautiful smell! Oh, shukran!
Islam dictates almost every aspect of daily life in Sudan. Under Sharia law, everything from crime, politics and economics, to sex, hygiene and diet, is governed by the Quran.